Temperatures in Argentina yesterday were turning hotter again, with 90s becoming more common across the country and extreme highs reaching up to 102 degrees in the southwest corner of the country, which is one of the driest areas. It still looks as though South America's forecast will continue quite hostile for crop development in Argentina for the next 3 days, probably taking us into the early part of the weekend. Showers and thunderstorms will begin to erupt over the weekend and continue on into next week. There should be a high enough frequency of potential rain coming up for next week into the following weekend that an improvement will likely occur to many of the crop areas across that country. We will not necessarily fully restore soil moisture to normal, but the extreme conditions that are developing across Argentina today into Saturday will likely continue to promote some serious stress and some production cuts in some of the southernmost portions of the production region. Well, the forecast does bring rain and some relief in the form of cooler temperatures coming up for Argentina as we move through the latter part of the weekend and all of next week, and that will help to turn around some of the crop conditions. We don't expect stress to return to Argentina to the same level that it's going to be at for the next few days, again, over the next couple of weeks. In Brazil, of course, weather conditions continue to be almost ideal, and I see no reason for that changing at all over the next couple of weeks either. We'll see some timely rainfall, yes, maybe a little bit of disruption to the early harvest, but not enough to bring down the production potential across the country or seriously change crop quality. Back here at home across the Midwest, we're still looking at an environment here that's going to be relatively benign. The most unusual weather is in the western half of the country, where no precipitation is expected to fall over the next 7 days, and probably for the second week of the two-week outlook, precipitation will continue to be minimal. By the western United States, I'm literally talking about areas from the western portions of the U.S. plains all the way to the Pacific coast. These areas are still suffering greatly from the lack of precipitation. Snowpack and mountain water equivalencies in the snow are so far below average that many areas will be having to ration their water allocations in the spring and summer if there's not a significant improvement of precipitation across some of those states. This includes the major agricultural areas of both California and the Pacific Northwest. Well, in the heart of the Midwest, we did pick up on some snow across northern portions of the region yesterday. In fact, snow was reported in quite a few locations, but the most significant accumulations were in the north. We do expect to see small disturbances racing across the Midwest over the next week, and each one will likely produce a light amount of precipitation. I am not, at this point in time, looking for any real serious accumulating snows to occur in the lower parts of the Midwest, and temperatures will be on the cooler end of the bias spectrum, at least for the next few days. Some warming will occur late in the weekend and into the early part of next week, while the precipitation bias continues mostly unchanged, with small disturbances passing across the Great Lakes region primarily. We'll look for temperatures across the Midwest today to run mostly in the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the region. We'll also look for temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be similar, the coldest weather coming into the extreme northwestern corner of the region tomorrow with some single digits in the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota. And low temperatures at night coming up over the next few nights will be coldest in the northwestern portions of the Midwest, in particular eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, where sub-zero degree readings will occur. Some negative teens may occur on Friday morning in portions of Minnesota and some immediate neighboring areas. Negative temperatures will work their way down into central and interior southern Iowa and maybe touch on the northwestern border area of Illinois, but most other lows in the Midwest will be in the single digits and teens as we get into Saturday morning, which will be the coldest morning for the eastern Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.